Yes, that's correct, Catherine. The St Bridget's Bank Holiday Road Safety Campaign began on Thursday last and continues right on through until tomorrow, Tuesday the 4th of February. And I suppose the objective from a roads policing perspective is always to continue to strive to reduce the number of serious and fatal road traffic collisions. And for us as a division and a roads policing division in the Sligo Leitrim division, this has involved the implementation of high visibility checkpoints, patrols and continued detection of lifesaver offences. And we know that in excess of 580 drivers were detected speeding in the first 48 hours of our campaign. And this has included a number of lifesaver detections in the Sligo Leitrim division. This comes at a time when we know that there are 14 people who have lost their lives sadly on Irish roads this year. And these figures include 7 drivers, 1 passenger, 4 pedestrians and 2 motorcyclists. So we are aware that there's a large volume of people on our roads today, this Bank Holiday Monday, perhaps travelling home after the Bank Holiday break. So our key message remains the same this Bank Holiday. Please never drive while intoxicated. We will have an increased presence again today on our roads to detect drink and drug drivers. We ask you to keep distractions out of your vehicle. Never hold or touch a mobile phone while driving and always keep your full attention on the road. Please drive within the speed limit to reduce your speed to suit the road and weather conditions, particularly this time of the year. And when driving, watch out for vulnerable road users and give plenty of room when passing. And indeed, all road users should make themselves easily seen in poorly lit areas, and high visibility clothing is essential. And always wear your seatbelt and ensure that your passengers are also belted before you start your journey and that young children are correctly fitted in proper child restraint systems or seats. On Friday, the 7th of February next, the speed limit on many rural roads will change from 80 kilometres to 60 kilometres per hour. That's this coming Friday. And this slower speed, safer roads initiative is in line with Vision Zero, which has been adopted across many EU member states. And it has the primary objective or aim of reducing the number of deaths and serious injury accidents on Irish roads by 50% by 2030. International research does indicate that speed is a contributory factor in 1/3 of all fatal collisions, and thus reducing speed significantly reduces road deaths. And we are aware that future implementation phases are planned, perhaps for urban areas and national secondary roads. But we do know that across Europe, in countries including France and the UK, they have lowered their speed limit on certain types of roads over recent years. And subsequent research has indicated that speed limits in France, for example, contributed to a 10% reduction in fatalities. So our message again this Bank Holiday Monday, we're just asking motorists to please continue to drive with care and to be mindful of all road users.